such a lady, but my things have changed since time's moved on. I'd give her my last dollar, but now all she'll do is holler. Oh, my life has become a country song. If a tree fell in the forest, she didn't hear it, would I still be wrong? I guess I should admit it, she ain't ever gonna quit it. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long.
Man, I remember when her eyes used to be so blue and shiny. God, you ought to see what's happened to her hiney. Man, that thing is big enough to land a small plane on.
Small plane?
Tell it.
It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all
welcome back
day long.
Yeah, baby. Host Ray I, KFNS 590 The Fan, coming to you from Midwest Outdoor Studios. Eye on the Outdoors on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Finally cooled down a little bit last night. I'm here with Peanut and Matty G, the Voglervoggers rehabbing.
And I have my co-host, Tiny Tim.
Yeah, I'm just habbing this morning.
You habbing, baby. Mm-hmm. And we got a special guest in the studio. Well, let's just do his intro again. I kind of like that little banjo pick. It reminds me back down home. Yeah. Devil's Backbone Outfitters down in the hollers, in the hills. Chance Hollingshad is joining us this morning. Welcome back, Chance.
Thank you.
And, of course, Levi's here with us. Levi's been awful quiet down there. Levi, welcome back.
man, a few words.
Man, a few words this morning. Yeah, a little banjo picking there, baby. Devil's Backbone Outfitters, you guys got offer deer hunts. We've done a lot with the turkey stuff, but why don't you tell us a little bit about your deer hunting, what you offer?
Besides our turkey hunting, we do offer quality deer hunts. We've done it for years since Dad started it, and then we got a really good opportunity last year with Tim and Bill Cooper to come in and shoot a video, and it couldn't have worked out any better, and we got one of the biggest deer we've ever taken off this place on film, our first one, and
it was awesome. Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, you offer bow hunts. You also offer gun hunts too, right?
We offer bow and gun hunts, and we're actually this year we're not going to be able to get it complete, but next year we're offering a section. There's about 300 acres that we've sectioned off.
It's the Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail. We call it the no kill zone. We don't hunt it. We don't do anything with it. All we feed in there, and that's it. And we're going to offer it out for strictly bow hunting. Probably next year, allow three guys to come in, and they can have it for the entire bow season from start to finish. So we're still trying to get that all set up and put together, and hopefully have it up and running by next year.
The thing about a hunt with you guys is that you have control of the area, and mm-hmm. you manage the area and you take care of the area. You do some supplementary feeding in the off seasons, but you manage. You got trail cams. You do all this work and you play stand stuff. These guys can come in and hunt unpressured whitetails in the Ozark Hills.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
It's 100%. We control it. Once we sit them, they don't move. They don't do nothing. You know.
Unless they're outdoor riders and they get down and walk around.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What are you guys looking at me for?
Yeah,
where are you guys located? Tell listeners. We may have people listening this morning who don't know what we're talking about.
We're located in a little town called Dora, Missouri. It's about 30 minutes north of the Arkansas line. It's just in the middle of nowhere, really.
Yeah. Ozarks.
In the middle of the Mark Twain National Forest.
Down from Kabul, south, and down in that way.
And West Plains.
West Plains.
And, yep.
Yeah, you'd be west of West Plains, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
down, the hills, kind of middle of, down by the North Fork River.
About the middle of everything.
Yeah. Where Roy's store is. Where good breakfast.
And the hash browns.
Oh, the hash browns. Oh, here. How'd we get off on food again?
Well, it's just kind of a thing with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, before I went down and deer hunted with you guys last year, I was talking to, I won't mention his name, but he was a notable whitetail hunter in outdoor media, and he said, Tim, don't expect to see a whole lot. It's Southern Missouri. Don't expect to see anything.
That's why you don't see a lot.
Size.
That's why you don't see a lot of television shows. The guys won't go. They go to different.
They won't, and that's fine by me. Based mm-hmm. on what I saw a lot. We went down hunted around Christmas time, and your dad Joe put me on a trail, and And we saw, gosh, we probably saw 30, 40 deer in 2 days of hunting. And some of those bucks were really nice bucks.
Yeah. Yeah, them bucks, they were right there, kind of what we'd consider right there, the borderline. You know, it's like we could, they're still quality deer, but they're right there. Hey, let them go one more year, and they're just going to double in size by next year. And that's the hard part of being
people
a bow hunter.
People don't realize if you got great habitat. I mean, it's the Ozarks. It's hills. It's rocks. But if the deer get some age on them, you don't shoot them when they're a year and a half old. Yeah. They're going to grow because that's the nature of the beast.
Yeah. Right. Let them get three, four years old like Tim. And they're,
mature bucks.
Yeah, they're going to be nice.
The other interesting thing about Devil's Backbone is that so Joe and Chance work the property because they have cattle out there, so they're always on the land, and they know – Joe set me up on this trail. He knew these deer were coming out, and so he could dial me right in. We didn't have to take days figuring it out.
And whether you're turkey hunting or deer hunting with Joe, if you take him donuts, you'll get a good spot.
It changes everything.
It does. It's amazing. It's amazing how donuts at 4 o'clock in the morning when you hand it to that man.
Doesn't hurt the bribe.
How can people get information? Yeah. How can they contact you?
Go to our website. It's www.devilsbackboneoutfitters.com. Our phone number is 417-261-2606 if you want to call our house phone. The email address is on the website. Just get a hold of us either way.
They could Google Devil's Backbone Outfitters and
probably
get all the information
Google
they need.
And Matt
will put it up on our deal too for you guys.
Or maybe people shouldn't. Don't book hunts with them because I still need to come back down this fall and kill some bucks.
Yeah. And then we got fall turkey season down there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Fall's great. You got fall turkey season. You got archery deer. You got firearm deer. And you got muzzleloading deer. You got a full deal, full board.
So much to do. And the scenery is just absolutely
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Absolutely,
Nothing beats the Ozarks in fall.
Yeah. I mean, you can hunt. We won't take nothing away from Illinois and Iowa and North Missouri and stuff, but the raw beauty in the Missouri Ozarks is uncomparable to any place else. I mean, you can hunt a field anywhere. Mm-hmm. You don't see a lot of deer, but I prefer to hunt the hills. I mean, that's where I grew up, but I love to hunt deer in the Ozark Hills.
Oh, yeah.
Than anywhere.
Yeah.
Need to get out of here? Yeah, we might want to. Did you hear that?
So we can leave?
Yeah.
All right. See ya.
We'll see you on it. Take us a commercial break.
All right. Hey, everyone. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors, KFNS 590, The Fan.
I don't know about that. Many times we've loved. We've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough. It's just not enough.